Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Eloise Arnold with your local news briefing. A 26-year-old woman has been flown to Townsville Hospital following a serious crash in Cairns. Emergency services responded to a single vehicle crash on Silkwood Jeppoon Road early this morning at around 4:10 a.m. A Queensland ambulance spokesperson says paramedics worked alongside Queensland Fire and Emergency Services to extricate the patient after she was initially entrapped in her vehicle. The woman is believed to be in a critical condition with a significant arm injury. In other news, Aubrey Donoghue, a man who was shot by police after a four-hour siege on Saturday in Moriba, was definitely armed and threatening a hostage, police confirm. Queensland Police Union President Ian Leavers says that the offender had an extensive history of highly violent domestic violence incidents and he was brandishing a knife. This follows on from an angry crowd of roughly 300 people who gathered outside the court building on Sunday, chanting anti-police slogans and taunting officers. Police had promised a full and independent investigation into the shooting, which is being conducted by the Ethical Standards Command with oversight from the Crime and Corruption Commission. And a new law being introduced to Parliament will ban public displays of hate symbols, including Nazi flags and symbols. It will be illegal for Queenslanders to use these symbols to menace, harass or offend others in public or online. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there's no place in our state for evil, hateful ideologies. Taking a look at local sport, in the upcoming round 5 of the NRL, our North Queensland Cowboys will take on the Bulldogs. The Cowboys will be hoping they'll take home another win despite injuries to their side from last week's game against the Gold Coast Titans. Coach Todd Payton says Muritau Langi is ruled out with a knee injury, Gahamit Shibasaki with a hamstring injury and James Tamo with a foot injury.
Muzz will be out for up to a month and James, he's flying down to Brisbane tomorrow to see a specialist, so we're unsure whether he's going to require surgery. Fingers crossed he doesn't, but he's going to be missing for a little period. He's got a Lisfranc injury.